Councillor Glenn Milne. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Matt. Man, a bit wet out here this morning. So, you know, good day for umbrellas and jackets, I think.
There's no doubt about that. As we know, there's minor flood warnings in place from Barham all the way up to Wentworth. Not to mention flash flooding around the place as well, so take it easy on the roads this morning. And expecting quite a bit of rain today. I've just checked the weather radar. It looks like it's starting to pass us, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and look, there's been some pretty heavy showers, and there's a lot of puddles and big puddles on roads. Just be really careful. You know, if you're on some of the smaller roads going around corners, you don't know what's going to be there, and just go through them slowly too, because you don't know what's underneath. And that goes with the river too, Matt. I was down at Nanshalock last night, and a lot of the river tracks are now underwater. Don't go down there in your four-wheel drives thinking you're real clever and drive through it and wreck the roads underneath. Just stay away from it. Because you can get stuck, and it just destroys the road. So, yeah, go down there and have a look, because it is a great spectacular. But don't be stupid and wreck everything trying to drive through and show how good your four-wheel drive is.
There's plenty of fantastic events happening across the weekend, and hopefully this rain won't stuff it up for us. But the Merbein Community Radio, that's happening, of course, not to mention the Lake Collarane Music Festival, WMBL action with the Bendigo Spirit at the Mildura Sporting Precinct on Saturday. So much going on. And, of course, the Moringa Open Day is happening this weekend.
Yeah, that's on Sunday, Matt, and we mentioned it last week, but I really want people to go out there because it's a little bit further out. But the people that run that pioneer settlement, they do a fantastic job. There's all sorts of old school buildings and houses and different equipment out there. But it's also a great chance to go out and have a look at the farming area out there. It's never looked so good. You know, I was out at Werribee and Yarrara on the weekend, and it's so green, magnificent. There's, you know, pig face out in flower. It just looks fantastic. It's well and truly worth the drive just to see the countryside. But get out there and support that event. Go out there for lunch, buy some scones. There are a great bunch of people out there, so it's a really good fun day to go out and have a look and see what life was all about, you know, back in the early years of the Millar.
All right, so the Moringa Open Day this coming Sunday, keep that in mind. Obviously, we've been speaking about the rain. What sort of impact does that have on farming?
Yeah, look, it has slowed up the dryland farm. You know, we think the farmers love rain. Well, they've kind of had a little bit much at the moment. You know, it's having an effect. It can cause rust in their crops and other diseases. But also our vine growers, you know, the leaves are out. You can get black spot and other diseases. So they're going to try and spray, but the blocks are really wet. So it's going to create some issues. And, you know, if there's a lot of machinery moving around because of those various needs on the properties, just be careful again on the roads, because the farmers, you know, they need to get out and get that work done. And hopefully it'll dry up a bit so they can get their sprayers on and stop the disease and get a great harvest.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Great to catch up with you, Councillor. Thank you for the update as always, mate. Have a terrific hump day, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Matt, man.